Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. So, you know, this is, you know, the show is it's a health and empowerment show, but it is to honor our military and our veterans. And this is kind of military month, because on the 18th, it's Armed Forces Day, and then on the 27th, it's Memorial Day. And guys, please don't confuse them. Memorial Day is for someone who gave their life. Armed Forces Day for those who are still with us, and we want to honor them both. But see, here's the deal. I have a veteran today as my guest who is as crazy as I am about animals, which is wonderful, because you guys know I probably love animals more than people. Not all people, but most of them. Please forgive me. I'm sucking on a cough drop because the weather's been crazy here in San Diego. We should not complain. I heard the Midwest, they still got snow. But I'm sucking on a young living cough drop, and it's wonderful. So this is a shameless plug. I have a horrible cough that nobody can cure except this company, Young Living, and they have a cough drop, and the line of cough drop is called Thieves. Thieves, T-H-I-E-I-V-E-S. Anyway, it came from, in the old days when people used to do grave robbing, they would rub these oils on themselves so they didn't catch any germs. And so there's a whole line of products that Young Living has called Thieves. Their cough drops are amazing. So you guys, I love the company so much I joined just so I can, I'm a Jew, I wanted to get them, you know, cost. So I belong to Young Living. If you want to try them, let me know. I will get you some and you can give them a shot. But that's why I never cough during the show. And if you talk to me any other time, I'm usually probably hacking your ears off. So back to health here. I love animals. My guest loves animals. And more they're learning that animals are the best healers on the planet. And you know what? They don't charge. It's amazing. Different animals have different healing abilities. You know, I love my cats because cats have different purrs. And the frequency of the purr changes different parts of your body. They have one frequency that's for healing broken bones. They have another frequency that's for fixing muscles. Cats have all kinds of healing properties. That's, I think, why people thought they were witches, because they can do so much. And then dogs, bless their hearts, it's just unconditional love. They will go anywhere, do anything. They will just love you to pieces. They may throw you on the ground and lick you to death, but they love you. And then horses, oh my goodness, horses. There's nothing, if you've never been on a horseback ride, especially bareback, you have no idea how wonderful that is. And you just become one with that animal, and it's amazing. Right now I'm taking a course, and my guest is out there at the marina. I wish I were. I'm taking a course in whale and dolphin healing. And you know dolphins are like the smartest animals on the planet. I think they're smarter than we are. So we're going to talk a little bit about this, but we're also going to talk about the VA, things that veterans need to know, because this month we're honoring veterans. So here's my guy here, David Schofield. And if you looked at the publicity card we put out, that he wrote that. I'm usually pretty snarky, but actually he wrote this. It's funny. He was born at a very early age so he could be close to his mother. But he grew up in two places, St. Louis in the wintertime and Southwest Kansas in the spring, summer, and fall. And he worked with his grandfather on a small farm and ranch and pumped oil wells. Geez, you know, that's amazing. So he developed a love of the outdoors and a work ethic that allowed him to spend a lot of time outside, hunting, fishing. That's probably where he got the love for horses. Blacksmithing? I didn't even know they still did that. So he signed up for a trip to Paris, and then he found out, oops, wrong Paris. It's Paris Island. That's where the Marines train. And he went from private to first lieutenant in the Marine Corps. He still enjoys anything outdoors, even though he's not in the Marines anymore. Anything from classic car and truck restorations to that blacksmithing again. Like I said, I didn't even know that still existed. But right now, the big thing, this is so exciting. He helps middle-class families by educating them on financial matters that will get them the same opportunities as the 1%. And if you're a retired military, you know how hard that can be. So he has set up a foundation also for the vets to obtain and train service animals. And I can't tell you enough how excited I am to have somebody on who works with animals. So please welcome you guys, David Schofield. And everybody calls him Veteran Dave. So hi, Veteran Dave.
Well, good afternoon, Doc. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited because, you know, I was a Girl Scout. The only badge I ever got in all those years was horsewoman. So you know how much I love horses.
Absolutely.
I hope it doesn't mean I look like a horse, but I love animals. They do talk to you. I just took a class in animal communication, and it's so funny that the lady that was leading it, she said, your cat said, I have this beautiful pearl and rhinestone collar with crystals on it, you know, like rose quartz. And the cat said, you like that collar so much, you wear it. I don't like it. Take it off. So I did. And you know what? She's much friendlier now. How amazing is that? They actually do talk to you. They help you. You help them. How cool is that? How did you get into that? Oh, dear. Did we lose him or is he thinking about it? Oh, okay. Yeah, so how did you get into all of this with the animals?
Sorry about that. I heard a loud triple chirp, and that was it.
Sorry about that. So you were talking about how you get into communicating with animals, and why are you doing that?
Oh, primarily, you have to be quiet on the inside to have a large animal. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, poodle size and chihuahua size, but if you're working with horses or like the foundation that we're planning on as an adjunct to it is Borbles for Battle Buddies. It's a very stocky, mastiff-type dog developed in South Africa. It's 165 to 185 pounds, but they're for mobility assistance. But they're highly intelligent, highly sensitive. And if you can get around those creatures, just to get them to respond to you, you have to be quiet on the inside.
I get that. That animal is like 50 pounds heavier than I am.
Oh, yeah. And believe me, they feel like they weigh a ton when they get up in bed and they lay next to you until you start falling asleep for PTS assistance. Then when you really get tired, they're trained to crawl off the bed and then lay across in front of the door just so you have that mental aspect of security while you're asleep.
That is so cool. The nighttime is for PTS sufferers. And you guys were saying PTS, not PTSD, because they used to say post-traumatic stress disorder. And you guys, it's not a disorder. These people are not mentally ill. They had a stress happen to them, and they are reacting to it, post-traumatic stress. So animals are so amazing at recognizing when you're stressed out. I don't know if they smell it, if they feel the vibration, what, but they know when you're stressed. And nighttime is the hardest, I think, for most PTS victims.
It really is, because there's no distractions between you and your own thoughts. And sometimes going in that neighborhood without, you know, assistance, it's not a good neighborhood to be in. But, you know, throughout the day, we have so many other things that we have to shift our attention to. But
that's
at night,
true.
What do you have?
And that's interesting, because I know my husband has it, and he'll wake up with the night terrors, and I can just rub his head or say something soft, and it'll put him back to sleep. So if you have a dog there to lick your face, that might just do it, you know? It's that love.
Just that, or when you feel them start shifting around because they're concerned and they're doing what they know they need to do to give you assistance, that's just enough to throw that switch off just enough where you can relax again.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the other things, the large service animals, you're right, for balance. My son was in the military and he had to be medically retired. And he went from a wheelchair to crutches to just walking on his own. But when you have a dog that can help support you while you're going through all of that, you know, help you get up
and crash
on your face.
Going,
you know,
up inclines, upstairs, sometimes going down declines, you've got just enough to lean on to keep your balance. It's not like you're having the dog carry your weight. They do just as they're supposed to, and that's give just that little bit of assistance. Like when you try and stand up, you ever hit that sticking spot?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's real tough to push through it? Okay, when you say up, they'll pull till you hit that spot, and then they feel it. They'll pull just a little bit harder to get you up on your feet and get your legs under you. It's really an amazing process to watch them go from a puppy to be able to, and then they get to understand you, and they have, how do I put this without sounding creepy? they can just about understand and have that same thought process as you do, and they can anticipate your needs.
Well, see, there's the thing. I believe that because I'm taking these animal communication classes. Just because they don't speak the language that we do, they still have vocal cords and they still have brains, and especially dogs and cats and dolphins, those are the ones that we've spent the most time with, we have found out that they can learn our language and they can communicate with us. There's the great apes, you know, that learn sign language and just talk to you. So, yeah, you
can
never put down an animal.
I could have proved that at the last family reunion.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be in trouble for that comment. But I'm irreverent.
Do you have a few great apes in your family?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm the runt of the litter. But
you aren't a Texan.
Let's just put it this way. You look at my family and you're like, okay, somebody had an indiscretion with a crow.
You're not a Texan, are you? Because, you know, we have some pretty strange...
Oh, yeah.
In my background,
Oklahoma, Kansas,
so I was so happy to see you today. I'm in hog heaven, but I think they've heard that expression before. Yeah, but we do love our animals. And I can't imagine any time in my life when I did not have an animal with me. I can't remember. And so for people who have never had them, pets or service animals or anything, oh my goodness, what they're missing. And especially when we're talking about our vets who have various types of disabilities or just things that have, you know, happened to them from going over to the sandbox or going wherever they went. My husband's a Vietnam vet. The VA, bless their hearts. I'm not knocking the VA, guys. I said it's going to be a great day. The VA is trying, our president, whether you like him or not, is trying. The man just turned over his $400,000, a pay that they give him for being president. He doesn't take any pay for that. He turned it over to the Veterans Administration to help improve their cemeteries. It'd be nice if we could help improve before they go to the cemetery. But the VA is there. The VA is there, but it's very hard to navigate the VA system. It's very murky.
Well, and what I like to say about the VA is everybody there cares. I honestly believe that. They also are overwhelmed at this point because a lot of us are like of the mindset, well, there's people worse than me. And now we're working enough to change that. It's like, look, you've earned this. You earned it the hard way. It's not welfare. Go ahead and open a claim. So they end up, we're starting to make inroads into that. So a lot of people would normally forego making any type of claim are realizing if I don't deal with this now, it's going to deal with me later in a
Thank
very
you.
Negative fashion.
Thank
but,
you, because seriously,
what I like
small,
to say about the
small
VA
problems
is,
now. Small problems now.
Yeah.
If the VA could just deal with some of the small stuff now, they're not going to have them in the hospital. You know, admitted
exactly.
to the hospital.
But here's what I tell all the veterans that, you know, I'll make an appointment with them. I'll go pick them up. Then I'll take them to the VA to open their claim so they won't back out. But I tell them, okay, now the process has started, but it's like elephants mating. It's done at a high level with lots of noise, and it takes 22 months before you see any results.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. My husband's a Vietnam vet. He's got Agent Orange, heart failure, and cancer. You know how long ago Vietnam is, and they're still arguing over his rating? Come on.
Oh, I'm not surprised. It's unfortunately, you have two types of people in the government. You have those that are administrators and administer, you know, things like the veterans benefits, and then behind them you have the bean counters who act like the money's coming out of their own pocket. And
that is a problem.
They are the ones that can delay a great deal of things, saying, oh, we can't give out this rating to this many people, otherwise it'll put us over the top. You know,
I mean, they were cooking the books over there. There was a memo, and I think it was somewhere up in Sacramento, and my husband just saw it on the news, but there was a memo that went out to the psych evals, the people that do the psych evaluations on these people, and it said,
right.
don't give the rating of PTS, call it adjustment disorder, because we don't pay for adjustment disorder. And this memo exists.
Yeah.
It's in the court somewhere. But
that'll be challenged and it'll be overturned. The other thing that they are doing too is they're hiring, and I get it, they're hiring independent contractors to do these evaluations, but very few of those independent contractors have a military background or any experience like the veterans are sitting across from. And until
Seriously.
You can experience and actually relate, it's easy to say, it ain't that bad. And unfortunately, that seems to be the case in a large, large number of the evaluations that have been recently accomplished, completed.
Yeah, and it's hard because we saw an independent contractor. I never go to a VA anything without a rep. So I went as my husband's rep because I have a couple doctorates in this stuff. So I went there, and the girl looked younger than my pantyhose. And so we talked about these things. And seriously, we told her that the last evaluator he went to said his night terrors were sleep apnea. There is no resemblance between sleep apnea and waking up screaming and crying and apologizing. That's not sleep apnea. I think these young people don't get it. They don't know what they went through over there.
I don't discount that at all. Also, they might be in a position where if I approve too much of this, they're going to look at me and what do I do for a job?
I don't know
if that's going on at the VA, but you kind of get that undertone jittering at certain facilities that.
Okay, but you know what they should do? I mean, there were lots of encouraging things. There were lots of encouraging pictures on the wall. You know what they need to do? They need to put up a picture that says 22 or more veterans commit suicide daily. That needs to be on every wall of every evaluator.
Oh, I agree with you. And there should be a proviso in there if they've been prescribed the following list of medications to help them with their quote adjustment disorder end quote. If you look at the side effects of some of these things, even though they're not a name brand, you do your research. Some of these mood stabilizers and AMOI reabsorption inhibitors, when they say things like, "Okay, may cause suicidal ideology," or "may cause homicidal ideology." Do you think that's a good thing to be given somebody who's struggling?
The side effects are amazing. And what kind of drives me nuts is because my second doctor is in clinical hypnotherapy. I can actually make someone who has been hypnotized react bodily the same way they would if they'd had a morphine shot. I just rub their skin with my finger and I say that's the alcohol. Then I touch them with my fingernail. I say that's the shot. And I tell them when the shot is complete, they feel like they got morphine. It isn't. There's no side effects to hypnosis. And it doesn't cost.
And unfortunately, there's a great many therapies that are available that actually have quantitative results, but the VA, because it's part of the medical establishment, condescends upon it. Is that a polite way to put it?
Yeah, and it's really
I can't use the language I normally use.
If you look at, like, say the you were talking about like beta blockers and reuptake inhibitors. My husband's on statins from the Agent Orange heart thing. He's on statins. The statins make you forget stuff. You feel like you've got Alzheimer's. So it's a side effect of the statin that the military gives you. But if you go to a nice holistic clinic to recover from that, they don't cover that, and that's like $15,000 a person.
Or a lot of it if you get a good nutritional supplementation program with plant-based vitamins and minerals that still maintain the phytonutrients, the non-GMO, the no treated with any kind of chemical, all organic, you put people on those and you see a significant change. And it's maybe $150 to $200 a month for those supplementations versus how many thousands of dollars are they wasting on better living through chemistry?
Seriously. I mean, I'm going to ask you about a rant later, but I had one guest on who does the nutritional stuff. And she said her rant was, my father's copay for his diabetes medicine is $600. I said, are you kidding me? Because we can manage diabetes unless it's type 1. We pretty much can manage diabetes type 2 without shooting drugs into you for $600 a month copay.
Exactly. And there's every indication type 1 can be reversed if you have the right minerals in your supplementation.
Now, see, I think
you got to acknowledge that's the case, and the government has to acknowledge that they're wrong. And then you look at the, this is going to sound like one of those aluminum foil hat conspiracy theories, how much money the pharmaceutical industries have to, well, basically petition our politicians.
Yeah, and we're
so
brainwashed.
We have to have a...
People really think if you go to the doctor, they think if you go to the doctor and you come out without a prescription, something's wrong. No, you should not have to get a prescription every time you visit, like your general practitioner. That's supposed to be preventive, not poisoning.
Exactly. And it's like you look at all the side effects. No, thanks. I'd rather just have a runny nose. What do you mean? May cause intestinal distress.
Well, I do plug my aromatherapy things. I am an aromatherapist. And you know what?
Yep.
They're all herbs. Mm-hmm. All of the aromatherapy products came from plants. And especially for PTS, those night terrors. Good old frankincense. That's from the Bible, guys. Frankincense. It's healthy. It stops the nightmares.
I drop 2 drops of that under my tongue every morning.
Yeah, how amazing is that? And it's healthy and it's natural. And what's wrong with our government? Because they can't control that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's
the good part about the government is they have the resources. The bad part of about the government, and particularly in dealing with veterans, is they have the resources.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that they will pay for you to have 5 visits with a chiropractor. Your general physician, your primary care doctor, will put that referral in. The VA, by their own rules, has 30 days to respond to it to set everything up. Well, I also know that they never get around to checking it for 35 days. So now you have to go back and restart. And there's a great deal of frustration on the part of a lot of veterans because they want to go the holistic route, alternative route, the surgeries and massive medications, and see if they can benefit themselves that way. And the VA is simply not allowed to put programs in place so the veteran can do such things. Hello? Doc, you there?
Oh, okay. So here's the deal about this. My husband and I are going to a chiropractor who does hold it's an integrative wellness center. And the problem with it is, you know, I said, I'm glad the VA is finally accepting chiropractic. And he said, no, they're not. And I said, yeah, they are. And he said, go back and research it. So I went to the internet because I'm not an expert. And it said that they will approve it for active duty but not retired. And I don't know about that. But we tried, and the entire program that we're doing with the chiropractor, he's retired. He's 20-something years in. They won't cover it.
Well, I don't know if it's based on the disability rating, because mine's 100% permanent total employable. So they might
still
have,
working on that.
You've got to be 80% or higher to qualify for it. It's like some of the vocational rehabilitation programs or assisted living programs, you have to hit a certain disability rating become available to you as the individual.
This whole system, I don't understand it because I'm just a therapist. I'm a recovering teacher and a practicing therapist because education is nuts in this country. But, you know, he said 70%, and I said, wait a minute, you've had a couple of heart surgeries. You can't hear. You've had 2 cancer surgeries. He said, yeah, all that adds up to 70%. And I said, but when you take the numbers of each individual disability, they're more than 100. He goes, it doesn't matter. And I am so confused.
Yeah, they do a sliding scale. So you got 100%, and they're going to give you 40% of your back. Okay, now you're at 60%. Now they're going to give you 20% for, say, your left leg, or because you've had knee damage. Okay, it's not, you don't subtract that. You take 60 times 20%, get that number, subtract that number from 60. Then you go, okay, now you got 20% for your hearing.
Aye.
So it's a sliding scale, almost a pyramid type thing. And it's nearly impossible to get 100% and still be a viable working human being of any.
I am so confused.
I just insulted myself.
Seriously, and I've been, I mean, we've been together 55 years. I've been with this guy before he went to Vietnam. He was like Alan Alda, you know, really lovey and friendly and everything. And he came back Archie Bunker. He was grumpy and didn't want to meet anybody, didn't want to do anything. And I'm going, what? Where did my husband go? Well, he evacuated Vietnam on the Midway. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. But they get so crazy with this. Like they said, you were a supply officer, so there's no way your hearing loss was service-connected. And he goes, yeah, but during battle stations, I was in a gun mount. And they don't...
Absolutely.
They don't get it. The evaluators are not getting this. Okay, he was a supply officer. He also, you know, was in there on the ship doing battle. Duh.
Oh, absolutely. You know, okay, that's my collateral duty. To being, yeah, I was a supply officer. My collateral duty was in number one gun mount with 40-millimeter Beauforts.
Yeah, so how do we get somebody...
Then you got to go through and find people that were there with you, and they all have to write letters about that particular incident. And
oy.
To submit as additional supporting documentation. And it,
you know what,
it's one of those where administrators must administrate to justify their position, and they've complicated the system so much that it's detrimental to the veterans.
Seriously, my poor husband, he sent him a picture. They said, we had to prove you were there. So he sent him a picture of him in Vietnam. They said, well, maybe that was Photoshopped. And he goes, oh, please. So he finally had to go on Facebook and find his old captain, the captain of the Midway, when we were there during Vietnam.
Right.
And the captain wrote a letter for him, and he got some rating from that. But good grief, some of these guys aren't even around anymore.
Oh, exactly. It's like a very dear friend of mine, Patrick Shepard. They said, well, you were on a torpedo man on a destroyer. You were never in combat. So he had to send him in pictures of his destroyer that was hit by 37-millimeter anti-aircraft fire. They were that close to shore.
Oh, man.
Using the 5-inch 54s for naval gun support. And being a torpedo man, he was out on deck while all that mess was going on.
Which, so, this is cool. This is cool because we only have like 1 minute. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about that because there's all this controversy about letting the Blue Water Navy in on some of this disability stuff because they were around Vietnam and around different places where toxic stuff happened. So we have a minute, but you get to explain to them what the Blue Water Navy is as opposed to other and if this is actually going through or not. So we'll be right back with that wonderful explanation and my angel, all things absolutely possible with love and animals.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all, and I'm here with my angel of animal therapy and negotiating or navigating the waters of the VA. And we had such an interesting talk just on the break. So we're going to do the angel card, okay. And we're going to do the rant. But I have to tell you, the first thing we talked about was the reason people come on the show. They're selected, or if you believe in spirit, they're sent to me because my sponsor is Genesis Environmental. We are getting everything together to make veterans' homes, villages. Give them a place to live. Teach them how to recycle everything. Because you guys, straws are not the enemy. Plastic straws. If you live in California and you bring your lunch in a plastic bag, everybody gets upset with you. It's not the enemy. We can recycle everything. So if we start these villages for the veterans, they can live in the homes we provide. They can have their animals for support. They can have a clinic to help them get well. And then they can learn how to recycle and grow everything without stuff in it, because on the break we talked about Agent Orange. It's in your weed killers, guys. Roundup has the same poison that Agent Orange is. They just call it other names. And so that's a scary thing. And I don't know if that's going to lead to your rant of the week, but before we do that, let's mellow out. We're going to do the Angel and Gemstone card. And as you know, I'm a crystal master. And crystals have frequencies, and frequencies change your body, just like the purr of a cat does. So there's a crystal on one side of the card, and there's an angel who brought it to you on the other side, and I'm also an angel healer and an angelologist. And this stuff really works. So the card picks you. You put the deck out, and you shuffle it, and the card that picked us today is Chrysocolla. And if you've never seen one, it kind of looks like turquoise. It's blue-green. It has lots of streaks in it. It's very pretty. And it says, are you dealing with an inflamed or unbalanced situation? If you've dealt with the VA, yes. Do you have imbalances in your body? Balancing your emotions through journaling, exercise, and healthy communication will help. And take care of your body, mind, and spirit. Yoga and meditation are beneficial. And, of course, I love the animal therapy. So this is brought to you by the Angel of Balance. And I'm going to tell you the affirmations. 3 is a magic number, so if you can't catch them right now, catch us 12 hours later or catch us tomorrow on the archives. Write these down and say them 3 times. My body is healthy and in balance. My cells naturally regenerate and rejuvenate themselves so that all of my systems function harmoniously. I'm calm and relaxed. I exercise regularly. I enjoy my meditation practice on a regular basis. And trust me, if you've ever gone through the red tape of filing a claim, holy cow. So now that leads us to the rant of the week. The deal with the rant of the week, if you've never heard this before, guys, is what makes you so mad that you hold your breath until you turn red and look like Dr. Red. Whatever it is, you could call in, you could email, you could put it on my website, you could put it on my Facebook page. And if you win the rant of the month, then I will send you a Dr. Red wig. Or if you're here in the San Diego area, I'll come put it on you. And we'll take a picture. And you are definitely one of the honorary redheads. So do you have a rant for the rant of the week?
Oh, where do I start?
We don't have that much time because we have other good stuff we want to talk about.
Oh, man. Primarily concerning administrators and the administration of any type of beneficiary organization, for whether it be veterans that have become disabled, whether it becomes just part of the general population who literally need the assistance. And because of the rules and the regulations and administrators having to justify their positions, so they must administrate or die on the vine, they make the system so onerous that navigating them to get the assistance that the people need is nearly impossible.
Now,
and trying to get the government to admit that they were wrong is like ice skating uphill pushing a truck. And trying to get rid of non-beneficial government programs is like trying to get rid of something with eternal life.
Yeah, they said that, you know, you have to go to these group things. So my husband went to get an evaluation. They said, okay, you have to go to this group for PTS. And he went to this group, and they took one look at him, because we're in our 70s, guys. And they said, you don't belong here. You need to be in the old-timers group. And it insulted my husband so much. He did not want to go back. First of all, not everybody needs group therapy. And second, just the number on your birth certificate means nothing. And so there.
Well, here's something that the youngsters don't appreciate is the fact that, you know, I'm 56. I've been around a long time. I started with the Marine Corps when I was 17, and technically, since I'm a lieutenant, they got their hooks into me until I'm 62. There's a great deal of experience that they just. Well, let's just say they didn't ingratiate themselves to the folks that have survived, and are learning trying to thrive. Instead of just survive. Because we know if we don't work with it, if we don't own it, the BTS is going to own us. And we've been doing this a lot longer than you have, and you need to be in the old people's groups? Okay, well, good luck finding wisdom in your crew.
Yeah, this thing, age is just a number. This is one of the reasons I do this show, because my husband gets so torqued off because I keep getting all these friend requests from young guys. I choose not to look like I'm in my 70s, thank you very much. And so I've lost 150 pounds, gotten unparalyzed, fixed myself up. And I know I didn't do the, you know, facelift or anything. I just choose to live well and feel like a teenager. You can do that. And if they would appreciate older people that are trying to do that and not just set them off on an ice floe somewhere, there would be a lot better, a lot better society going on right now. And when the young people get to the point where they hurt, boy, are they going to be in trouble.
Exactly. Well, and I'd like to say, well, if the young only knew and the old people still could.
Yeah, if I knew now what I knew.
This is what I also tell them. It's like, look, old age and treachery will always overcome youth and skill.
Yeah, the sad part about the draft, and my niece decided that the school here was silly. And she went over to Israel and went into the Israeli Defense Forces. They took her all the way to a doctorate in biomechanical engineering, and now she owns a multinational company. She's back here in America. But over there, you know, they said, we don't want to draft, and we certainly don't want to mess with women. Women in Israel do everything men do. They have all the responsibilities. Everybody serves. Everybody understands national pride. What's wrong with our country?
They don't understand national unity.
Ah.
Everybody wants to have their own segment and be the victim of something, is what it seems like. And
oh, man, we should abolish the word victim.
Assigning themselves, a category, and thereby setting themselves apart. And I don't understand it. Quite honestly, I'm glad I don't understand that type of mentality.
I'm trying to figure out when the switch happened, because World War II, everybody was a hero. They came back and it was a build your life, and just industry, wonderful. And then all of a sudden things flipped, and now you can't have a valedictorian because it'll make the other kids feel bad. Everybody gets a participation award. The snowflakes.
Honestly, that's our fault, because we allowed it to happen. We raised kids that thought that would be the way to be.
Oh.
We got to blame ourselves for that one, because we indulged it and we allowed it.
See, and I'm back with the animals, because you know how you learn responsibility when you're really young? Have a beautiful, fluffy life that you're responsible for. You need to feed it.
Exactly.
And take care of it and give it a bath if it needs one. And, you know, think about somebody besides yourself.
Well, and that's just it. When you're around animals, you become selfless. And it's a selfish, in a good way, thing, because you don't think of any less of yourself, but you're thinking of yourself a little less often, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, because they are selfless. And my instructor that's doing this animal communication class, I said, well, I saw this TV report, and they said that dog owners are happier than cat owners. And why do you think that is? She goes, I think that's like fake news, but here's the deal. Dogs love you unconditionally, and they'll give their life for you because they know they're going to come back again, and there have been movies about that. So they know they're going to come back, and they'll love you some more. Cats, if you are hurt, will sit there and go, what are you doing on the floor? Get your butt up. Fix yourself. Yeah. We have stuff to do.
I like to say it this way. Dogs, you're part of the pack, maybe even the leader of the pack. If you have a cat, chances are you're domestic staff.
This is probably true. Well, you know, but see, here's the thing. You learn responsibility. I mean, even if I have birds, too. My husband was in the Navy. He had to have a parrot. You know, the captain's got to have a parrot. So we have birds, too. And let me tell you, you learn stuff owning animals because you need to communicate with somebody on a different level than yourself. And you need to be responsible for them. And if you're good at it, great. If you're not, they're going to bite you.
Well, and here's the thing. Not only communicate on a different level, but find a way to make them understand. Like when we were training horses, you have this very complex task that you want to do, like walk up to a gate, turn sideways, side pass over to the gate. The rider opens the gate. The horse side passes over, takes a couple steps back, side passes the other direction so the rider can close the gate. Okay, you got to break that down into a bunch of little bitty pieces. And what we found when we're working with veterans and their families around horses, you take the little bit of piece, little bitty piece, you teach them, because the horse knows the deal. You know, they've all been worked with so much, they know what's going on, they understand it, and I can't put it into words how I know that they understand, but they do, and they'll be very patient until they learn, the veteran and their families learn that little bitty piece.
That is so
and then
cool.
You start building upon that, but the whole point is you have to be quiet emotionally on the inside to get the response that you want from the animal. So you're learning to communicate your idea till they understand, but in that process, you're learning a new way to be.
That calm is amazing.
I don't
amazing.
Have the soul of a poet. I wish I did, but that's the best I know how to explain it.
Okay, this is so amazing because, seriously, if you want to communicate with an animal, you do have to calm down. It's like if you're trying to listen to a particular radio station and there's 20 other radios going and you're trying to adjust to that one frequency, it's very hard. But if you turn all the other ones off, then you'll find your station. So here's the deal. This is so cool and so revolutionary. How do people get hold of you, whether they're in the San Diego area or they just, you know, around the world and want to know more?
Well, if they'd like to know more and like to know what we're doing with the Phoenix Foundation and Veterans Equine Therapy, and the other side is Borbles for Battle Buddies. That's where we take a Borble pup, pay for all of the training, but the veteran has to train his own service dog himself.
That is cool.
I can be reached at a fun email I came up with. It's called iron_warden@yahoo.com.
Okay. And do you have
and
a website
yet? And the easiest
yet,
way or? To get a hold of me is just send me a text at 619-244-9246.
That is so cool. And now, do you have a website where they can see this? Or are you going to send me some pictures so they can see your Borble?
I can send you the pictures, and I'm also tied in with several service organizations, like BITS, B-I-T-S, Back in the Saddle, Elise Peskin's outfit up in Alpine. She has a major presence on Facebook. So a lot of these, even though I may not be able to facilitate somebody's needs, I can at least find somebody and give them a referral.
Here's the deal, because this is so cool, and you know I'm building my network under Genesis Environmental, where we're going to fix the world. We're going to fix veterans first,
yes,
and then
ma'am.
Everybody else. Can you? We don't have a lot of time left. Can you come back and bring some of your friends, and we can do one different organization each time?
Oh yeah, I'd be happy to do so.
That is neat, and y'all know we're redoing the Facebook page. In fact, next week. I will actually be in Maryland visiting my baby, but my local producer, Big Al, and Big Al is a hoot. He's as much a hoot as Veteran Dave is. We're going to talk about the things that we're doing to modify the show a little bit, modify the Facebook page a little bit, modify the website, and we definitely are going to start up the Dr. Red's Rangers. So I want to round up everybody on the planet who wants to help veterans first and anybody else second, be healthy, wealthy, and wise, but do it with their own responsibility. You don't just go to the doctor and say, here, fix me. So anybody that wants to help fix the planet, they're probably already an angel, and they should come and join Dr. Red's Rangers. So you're one.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, now we just got to get the
galvanized. I was just thinking, I think the planet's okay if we quit screwing around with the planet. It's the people that we need to fix.
Oh, amen. Yeah, Mother Earth knows how to do everything. She was doing it, you know, centuries ago. So why are we goofing around with this? But that's the thing. One of the biggest contributors to this Genesis Environmental is Green Earthology. And those guys can take every contaminant out of the water, every contaminant out of the ground. They can even make pet food with recycled stuff. Recycle everything known to man and make it healthy. It's out there. It's just people aren't listening, and the administrators are busy banning plastic straws and clamshells that you take your hamburger home in. That's nuts.
Well, unfortunately, it's symbolism over substance. Instead of looking at a root problem and looking for a solution, oh, we have to do this so we look good to those who vote for us. Well, that's not a solution, but they feel that they've done something. You see the difference between a solution and an emotion. Are highly different items.
And that's
but on the emotional level, they're happy. Well,
the lady
on a practical level, you didn't do a damn thing.
The lady that teaches my class, when we make a sacred space over our area that we're working, and we actually take our energy and go down into Mother Earth or Gaia, and they talk about source energy and solution energy. So if you get out of being hysterical and you get into solution energy, everybody benefits.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why one of my walking mantras, a lot of people don't understand, you can meditate while you walk, but each time my heel hits the deck, I say a different word. Happy, calm, content, grateful, productive, serene, and extremely prosperous, both spiritually and physically.
That is so cool.
So
and
every time, you, oh yeah. So when I go for a long walk, I come back, I've already adjusted myself. I don't know if it's because it worked or because I'm just tired, but the results are the same.
Walking is, honestly, if you can walk, or even if you need a walker and you can with a seat and you have to stop it a little while, just walking and getting out. And the best thing on earth is just getting into nature, just putting your bare feet on the ground, not to cement, the ground, or hugging a tree. And honestly, doctors now are prescribing tree hugging. And if you hug a tree, you can feel that sap running up and down. And it's like there are blood vessels where you can feel your pulse. That tree will communicate with you. It will give you life because you're loving it. It's loving you. And people think I'm nuts. But doctors are prescribing this now because they know it works.
Well, even in the ancient times, doctors used to prescribe people who had body aches to sit under a weeping willow tree. And what scientists found out is that there's a great deal of acetylsalicylic acid.
Aspirin!
In willow sap. It's aspirin.
Yeah!
And sitting under that, you absorb it. And I can't remember the name of the book. I'm still on my search. I had it in a footlocker full of books that were kind of my pride and joy, and that ended up, somebody else decided they needed to own it more than I did. But there was a study done with North American shamans and some of them down into the Yucatan Peninsula about all of the plants that they used. And the biochemistry professors that looked at all this and found out that there is a medical benefit to all of the plants that they were involved with in their rituals.
Well, of course.
For
that's
healing
where,
and
that's
so
where
forth.
All our pharmaceuticals
came from. And there's like 480 plants just in the continental United States that, and now I can't find the book and I can't remember the title of it.
Well, yeah, but, you know, people don't understand that all pharmaceuticals really came from plants. I mean, if you take belladonna, it's from the deadly nightshade plant. Most things came from plants, but here's the thing. Even water, and you guys, if you have never seen this, just YouTube search it or whatever. Dr. Emoto and water, the secret life of water, when you can see the molecular structure of water, but if you pray over it, it changes. If you yell at it, it changes. If you soak it, put a crystal in there, depending on the frequency of the crystal, the water changes, the taste changes, the properties of the water change. Mother Earth wants to help us out here. We just have to pay attention and, you know, not go to the doctor, demand drugs, and come home and hope to get healed.
Exactly. And I honestly come to believe this. Maybe it's because I'm becoming older and wiser. Maybe it's because I'm a little bit more experienced and cynical and jaded. But if Mother Nature gave us a problem, she gave us a solution.
Amen.
We just have to be diligent and find it. Well, like a lot of people that are suffering from various cancers, if they get alkaline and stay alkaline using basic baking soda with no aluminum, just pure baking soda, they stay alkaline. Well, a lot of cancers and viruses and so forth that mimic cancer-type problems, they can't live in an alkaline environment.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's not how they thought of because, well, the pharmaceutical industries don't make money if you're healthy.
Oh, and I got to tell you,
they need you to stay unhealthy.
The corn syrup and sugar people. If you stay away from corn syrup and sugar, you can solve a lot of problems. But it's cheap and it helps in stabilizing stuff so that it has a long shelf life. It can kill you, but they don't want you to do that. They don't want
and there's also studies, and you can look at these on YouTube, that they hold pictures up of brains just highly lit up on an MRI on heroin, and then they hold up the one for sugar, and it looks exactly the same.
It's
addictive as morphine type or opiate based drugs.
And you know what? When you start living just a healthy, we call it clean food life. Some people have never tasted a tomato that's just a homegrown tomato. Oh my goodness! But when you start doing this,
absolutely.
You love the taste of clean food. I was at a luncheon yesterday, and oh man, I took one bite of the dessert, and I said, "Oh my God, that's 99% sugar." And my friend said, "Can I have it?" I said, "Oh yeah, be my guest." So she's killing herself, but she's happy.
Yeah, here, you take the poison. What I tell people, because I've really cleaned out the way I consume foods and not food-like substances, particularly in the industry that I'm in, people are like, "Well, how do you?" I said, "Well, first off, stop and think about your nutritional program. If you can choose what you want to eat, place your order, pay for it, have it delivered to you, and never get out of your car, don't eat there." And here's rule number two: if you look at the label and you cannot pronounce the words on that label, don't eat it.
Oh, amen. Monosodium glutamate makes me nuts and gives me migraines and does all kinds of stuff. There are like 15 different ways to disguise monosodium glutamate in food. It's a flavor enhancer, and it has something to do with preserves. There's, I don't know how many names for sugar. Even these power bars that say they're all protein. Nay, watch it. Read those labels. It's serious business here.
You just triggered a member. Remember back in the mid to late 70s, they had that stuff you sprinkled on salads and on food, on everything. It's called Accent.
Yes, that was MSG.
That was pure MSG.
I would put that on my food, and then I couldn't figure out why the heck I had such a horrible headache. Well, because I just covered my food with MSG. That's monosodium glutamate.
Yeah, and all it is a modified salt. Too much salt will give you a headache.
Yeah, don't
what
do
I always
that,
found guys. Amusing is like you can find these pink Himalayan sea salt grinders.
Oh,
the salt is 230 million years old, but if you look at the label carefully, there's an expiration date on it.
I get blocks of Himalayan sea salt, and then my poor husband has to hack it until it's small enough to get into a pepper grinder. So I have a salt grinder and a pepper grinder. And I use pink Himalayan sea salt on everything, and I love salt, man. But you know what? You don't love salt as much once you've done that. For some reason, switching to that Himalayan salt is cool. And my producer is telling us, we got 2 minutes left. So here's the deal.
You are so fascinating.
You got to come back. We got to talk more about this, especially about your financial things and navigating the VA. Today it was just
I would be very, very happy to. And here's what I'll throw out there for all the veterans. If you're in the San Diego region, get in touch with me because you'll find an excuse not to go to get what you deserve. But I will come pick you up. We'll find a place for a cup of coffee and a donut, and then we'll sit down and make sure you open your claim.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to see you Saturday, and my husband will be there because he has to drive me. So you got him. Because, they are reluctant, especially the Vietnam vets that got spit on when they came back. So this has been
exactly.
This has been so fascinating, and I met Dave through Big Al, my local producer. Big Al will be with me next week. We're going to talk about all these wonderful things, all these resources, how you can get connected, how you can become a member of the show. And so this is so exciting. We got to have you back. You got to give me some stuff, especially your picture of you with the warbles, because they're so cute. I love animals. And next week, Big Al, the week after, we're going to do the second half of Bruce Sackman's book, Behind the Murder Curtain. This special agent hunted down doctors and nurses who were killing our veterans in the VA hospital. And he made a protocol called the Red Flag Protocol so that you know how to stop them before they go around killing people. So this is the month of the military. And so, and you guys, until we see you again, just remember, it is okay to flip your wig. It's not okay to lose your mind. So we'll see you back here next week from Maryland. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.